This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello everyone, this is Jeff, VK5JB, standing in for Lost John and the Toyota Ramblers, who are still in the Wild West, with a return date sometime in October. We hope that John and his XYL are having a great holiday. The twice-monthly AHARS lunch attracted eight of us on Friday, which was a very spring-inspired day with a full quota of sunshine. Speaking of social events, Paul VK5PH reminds us that it's the Coffee Club again next Tuesday, the 1st of October, at Café Buongiorno at Mitcham. On my way down the hill from Blackwood on Friday afternoon, I spied a VW Beetle powering up Shepherd's Hill Road. Now that's a rarity on the road these days, as vehicles from the 60s, 70s and 80s are largely vanished into collectors' garages or long ago exported as scrap. However, there is a place where you can still hear working machines from those years, and that's on the boat anchor net on Tuesday evenings on 3620, hosted by Dean VK5LB and commencing at 7:30 p.m. local. No VWs there, but you hear KWs, Kenwoods, Drakes, Yaesus, Collins, Hallicrafters, Swans, Unidens and other hybrid radios from those years, still working well on air, some with vintage hot bottle linears helping them on the way. If you have 80 metre capability, by all means call in. And if you have a boat anchor you haven't run for some time, warm it up very gently and give it some exercise. As they say, don't sit on them, transmit on them. But it's not necessary to own a boat anchor on that net, as all are welcome. There are a couple of sky objects out above your antennas at present. C-2023A3 Comet Tsu-Shinshan Atlas is visible just before sunrise at present and likely to get brighter as the days go by. And then from October the 14th, it'll be visible in the early evening sky. Lastly, you'll be glad to know that lost asteroid 2007 FT3 is not going to impact Earth on October the 5th. Well, that's all for now from AHARS, so see you next time.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Keith, VK50Q, with some news from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. The next meeting of the club will be next Tuesday, October the 1st, at the Edinburgh Park Scout Hall, Mofflin Road, Elizabeth Grove, commencing at 7:30 p.m. At this meeting, yours truly, Keith, VK50Q, will give a talk on switch mode power supplies. Members and visitors are welcome to come. Our club holds face-to-face meetings once a month on the first Tuesday of the month, and a simplex 2-metre SSB net is held on Friday evenings at 8 p.m. on 144.150 MHz. Licensed amateurs are welcome to join in. Club members have been working hard over a long period of time to re-establish the club's 2-metre and 70-centimetre repeaters at the Elizabeth South Water Tower. This work is proceeding, but no realistic estimate can be given as to when the equipment may be operational. This has been Keith, VK50Q, for the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning. This is Paul Hoffman, VK5PH, and I'm the training officer for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. First of all, I'd like to congratulate the 52 students who have attended our training classes and assessments since they commenced in April under the new ACMA regulations. Most of the candidates were attempting their foundation license exams. However, we had quite a few people gaining standard and advanced licenses as well. A special thanks must go to the assessment team who have made it possible to train and assess this many students. Kevin Zietz, Ryan Lovett, Adam Gardner, Richard Watts and Mick Hope have contributed their time and equipment to ensure that the training sessions and examinations run efficiently and in accordance with ACMA regulations. As we've already had several candidates wanting to obtain their amateur licences. We're planning to hold another training and examination session towards the end of October. Please register your interest by going to the AHARS website, that's ahars.au, and under a heading Get Licensed, you'll find a link to a form that will capture your details and examination requirements. This form is the best way to register. Or alternatively, you can send an email to vk5ph@wia.org.au. Please continue to welcome these newcomers to our hobby, and we're planning to have some field days in the near future to further consolidate their knowledge of equipment setup and operational procedures. If you know of anyone wanting to discuss the process of obtaining their license, please feel free to give them my details. Email vk5ph@wia.org.au or phone 041 8803 177. Also, if you hold an advanced license and would like to become an assessor, we can assist you in gaining this qualification. Thank you.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. AREG's next meeting is coming up on Friday, the 18th of October. This month, with a talk from Grant, VK5GR, on how to find and work rare DX stations using the new FT8 variants such as SuperFox. Doors open at 7 p.m, with the presentation starting at 7:30 p.m. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast via Zoom, and the presentation will also be recorded for later viewing on YouTube. Unfortunately, due to many hunters being unavailable, we've decided to cancel this month's night-based fox hunt. We'll be back to it next month on Friday the 1st of November. Finally, don't forget that AREG's Amateur Radio Car Boot Sale is coming up on Saturday the 26th of October. If you're looking to get rid of some of that highly valuable pre-loved radio equipment that's been taking up space in the shack, make sure to contact us and reserve your car or trailer spot. This event will again be held at the David Roche Park, the Dogs Are Safe facility in Kilburn, opening for sellers at 9:30 a.m. and buyers at 10 a.m. There'll be plenty of spots for sellers in our car park area, and I've also got a lot going on in the hall area, including sales and displays from local amateur radio clubs, lots of new radio goodies from Elite Communications and the QSL Bureau. Outside the hall, the site canteen and coffee van will be available for food and drink, and there'll be microwave band demonstrations from Nick, VK3BA. The entry fee will be $5 for buyers, $10 for a seller car park spot, with an extra $5 for a trailer spot. We're now accepting bookings, so email vk5arg@areg.org.au to reserve your spot. As usual, for more information on AREG's upcoming events, check out the website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning, this is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Last Monday, a funeral service was held in Adelaide for Bevan Bowden, VK5TV, Silent Key. Three members of the South East Radio Group attended, and a small number watched the live stream from our club rooms back in Mount Gambier. A eulogy prepared by a Surge Life member and long-time fox hunt organiser Andrew, VK5KET, was read out during the service. We will miss Bevan's cheery presence at our annual conventions, where he always arrived early, that event heralded by the tones of a bugle blasting over our 2-metre repeater system, and then jumped in to help with setting up the hall. He always gave his all in the fox hunts, including passing on his extensive experience to those just starting out. Valet Bevan. At our last business meeting, we started planning for the Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb. Quite a few of the members present volunteered for the various radio operator positions, and we ended up with almost a full roster. Of course, a great deal of work is still required before we can claim to be ready. A concerted effort will now be made to get everything organised in good time. There is still quite a bit of manufacturing work required to get the outside broadcast hut operational, but quite a bit of the equipment has already been rack-mounted and just needs to be installed. We have welcomed another new member into the fold, in Peter, VK5 Alpha Alpha Uniform. Peter has just passed his exams and received his call sign, so we congratulate him on that achievement. Well done, Peter. Tim, VK5AV, our ever-busy education officer, is planning a membership drive, and we are working on some sort of publicity campaign to attract possible new members. Thank you for your ongoing enthusiasm, Tim. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Good day again, everybody. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's Northeast Radio Club news. Last Friday night's technical night was very well attended. And first up was Graham, VK5GM, who gave another of his technical mini lectures. And this time it was on the way to calculate frequency. So many thanks for that, Graham. Everybody got some insights into that technique from you. And then Tony, VK5FBIC, then showed everyone the materials that had been provided to build the 2-metre and 70-centimetre dipoles. And a number of tables had been set up to use as workbenches, and many people present went to work making the dipoles and then testing them with nano VNAs and other equipment. And at the close of the meeting, many members went home with new antennas that they had just made. So many thanks to Tony, VK5FBIC, and Graham, VK5GM, for organising this great practical night. Now, next Tuesday, the 1st of October, the Northeast Radio Club will be attending the Tea Tree Gully Men's Shed at the Holden Hill Community Centre, which is at 78 Valiant Road, Holden Hill. And to show the members of that men's shed the great hobby of amateur radio. And it all starts at about 1 p.m. and we are hoping to have on-air activities on repeaters and also on HF. So anyone coming along, please bring a handheld with you. And if you can't come along, listen around on the Link Repeater Network and also on 40 metres. And contact the portable station, which will be at the Holden Hill Community Centre. And hopefully we can give the members of the Med Shed a very good practical experience of amateur radio, and perhaps enthuse some of them to go on and perhaps get their licence. So that's next Tuesday, the 1st of October, at the Tea Tree Gully Men's Shed at the Holden Hill Community Centre, 78 Valiant Road, Holden Hill. Well, that's all we have for this week, so keep staying negative, and 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.